Bon. Pour la rencontre du 3 avril 2023, 19h, on est ici à la salle Héritage. On a déjà ouvert la rencontre à 7h. Il y a eu un oubli de apporter l'enregistreuse. Donc, so for today, April 3rd, 2023, at 7 p.m., we are here, public meeting at the Heritage Hall. The recording machine was not turned on, so we're going to move forward. We're still on question period. On est encore sous la période de questions au début de la rencontre.
Carol, can I ask you a question before you go ahead?
Yes.
Okay, so are we following the procedure for the new bylaw, or are we following the old procedure? Because you told me that the old procedure. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It has to be the old one.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm just clarifying. I just want to make sure.
Okay. Okay, Monsieur Connolly.
Steve Connolly, Low Quebec. The first two questions were appropriate and right on target for myself this evening. I'd like to talk about affordability a bit, but I will pose it in questions. The $500,000 was a round-off of $493,000 that was provided to me by the municipality as a result of the report that you have to submit in November. So $493,000 was an all-time record for the community compared to something like $40,000 for CADS. If you divide the $493,000 by the average tax person pays or a property, average property pays as low, that's about $2,000, you get 250 people or tax accounts, rough. That would be outstanding as of the end of November. And that would set a record in terms of people coming in to pay their new taxes, because that was only 4 months ago. And on top of that, with the recession, or almost, and the cost of living and so on, it's not a great time. And also with a huge tax increase, my concern is that we're going to have an even more backlog of taxes. And I have a few questions related to this. Can you tell us, please, last Monday was the due date for the first round of taxes. You get the answer by pushing the button on your computer if, in fact, you're set up properly. Can you tell us how many people missed their due date for this year's taxes last Monday?
I myself cannot give you an answer there, Mr. Connolly. Obviously, I don't have, I don't manage the office. It's not my responsibility. We have employees for that. And I don't think that they can just press a button and see how many people came in or how many missed the coupon, to be honest.
1,650 accounts, roughly.
No.
Those accounts have either paid their taxes or those due on that date, or they haven't. If your software is not set up, then how are you guys going to continue to mismanage this topic? Because for years you've been so far behind, 300,000, 350, now 400, 500, okay? And you're not even answering questions that are very simple, and your computer should be set up to give you that, just as it should be set up to give you trial balances. Okay, so I would like to know also what was the amount of fees, penalties, and interest that you collected on unpaid taxes last year?
I couldn't give you an answer on that either. I don't have that on my computer, Mr. Connolly.
No.
And I don't have that in a list either.
Well, I'm going to come to the bottom line in a minute. Okay. What I'm saying is that you just prepared a budget. That budget has to also predict what you're expecting in terms of fines and penalties for this year. Otherwise, you can't put the budget together. And that's my next question. How much did you budget in terms of revenue expected from fines and penalties due to unpaid taxes?
Non,
pas dans en frais et pénalités.
Non.
Les frais pénalités, we put that in surplus when it comes in.
But how much?
We put that in surplus, so we don't plan on, we are trying not to have to give penalties and fees to our citizens. I agree that it was a large amount last year that wasn't paid, but you have to remember that COVID came into it. Mm-hmm. The people were less at work because of COVID. Some plainly lost their jobs. We did have administration
waive the interest.
No.
Roll over the payments as well.
So non, le personnel yeah,
our,
a roulé.
Okay, well.
Affect, her staff changed.
Yeah, her staff changed. The follow-up wasn't done like council asked to be
multiple
done.
Multiple times.
So when Sandra came in, she had the backlog of that and put together a process to prevent those that wasn't defaulting to move forward and have a more not aggressive way of going after the taxes, but
more stable.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that.
Because if they're late 1 year, they have to pay up now or goes to the lawyer.
They're going to send something before they get too far into the year.
But can I just throw a comment in here?
Mr.
Connolly's speaking.
So, is it 1 year or 2 years or three when you go to the lawyer?
It's the first year. It's the first year after a full year of non-payment and receiving a letter to say you have to come in to either take arrangement with the municipality, and if you're ignoring us, we're sending it to the lawyer.
And when can you take their property?
After the process is done, I'm not sure. There's delays. The lawyer has to do some steps.
But what does your bylaw say? Every community is either 2 years or three.
Yeah, it has to go to court too.
And it has to be
because
published.
they have to be notified by bailiff if they don't go to court like they're asked to do.
No, that's not my question.
I can say that the last time we did it, it took 6 months.
That's not my question.
Well, that's all I can say.
Yeah, but my question is, how long can someone go without paying taxes before you can start taking them to court?
Oh, we could do it the first ticket.
After 1 year of unpaid taxes?
No, we could do it right after the first tickets. If the administration, if
you miss a coupon,
it could go there.
We've chosen to wait at the end of 1 year.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me summarize. We don't know, as of the end of the year or even today, how much is outstanding still of that $500,000 amount.
Well, I can tell you it's not $500,000.
All I'm saying is you don't know the amount.
No.
No. And you don't know
how
much you've
the quarterly hasn't passed yet.
You don't have to. You've got the figures. You know how much is unpaid. You have 10, 20 pages in November, the legal spreadsheets.
Well, November is November, like I said. Mm-hmm. It's not 500 like November was.
Of course it's not.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But what is it?
Well, the quarter is done at the end of this month, so we'll get the figure then.
How much last? And so you don't know how much you collected last year in penalties and fines? The answer is yes or no.
Nope.
Nope.
Not by hand. Nope. It was in the budget when we did it in December.
3 months ago. Who's in charge of finance? Okay, and you don't know the amount that you're predicting for this year.
We're not predicting any fees and penalties.
So you're not going to charge?
Just
no. I'm saying those are not part of the budget. Those will become our surplus.
So let me just enter a little comment here. As Joanne and Maureen were saying, in the past we had a lot of staff turnover and changes and so on and so forth. So Obviously, some things got dropped and things didn't move forward like they should have. But now, since Madame Martineau is there, since August last year, she has been cleaning up a major, major part of this stuff. And this is why we're still in, like I said last meeting, we're still in correction mode, because she is cleaning up all those files and getting them all ready. And she already did. She went through the process of sending the letters. She went through the process of, after December 31st, not getting responses. Well, the list went to the lawyer. We passed a resolution this last month.
Last month.
To have it deposited at the lawyer's office.
You've mentioned that.
So, mention that, but that's the process that we are facing. Now we've asked that those letters don't wait. They have to go out ASAP. As soon as somebody starts to slip up on their coupons, they get a letter.
Carol, I just want to interject. That is what council had also been asking in the past.
In the past, they've asked, that's right, council have asked that numerous times in the past.
For five years, you've had at least 300,000 outstanding every year.
It went down. At one point, it was just...
It was down to
90 or something like that.
That's right.
So,
but still, it's way too high compared to other communities. Mm-hmm. Now, last thing, okay? You're going into this year with a higher than ever leftover unpaid tax bills from a previous year. That's the first thing. You're in a year when people are having a hard time. You're not charging them for unpaid taxes. That's fine. That's nice.
That's not what I said. It's not part of the budget. I didn't say we're not charging them.
Okay, thanks for clarifying that. Yet at the same time, okay, you say a 20% or whatever percent you want to use, massive budget increase is okay for them. I'm trying to get to my last point.
Yep.
If you take the 500,000 that was outstanding in November and divide it by the average tax in a home rental, it's a rough guess, not a guess, but an estimate. You've got 250 to 300 people or tax accounts that weren't paid. And you can't answer the question how many other ones for this year were outstanding, which if your computer was set up properly, you'd have it, as of last Monday. I would say it's 500-600 people or tax accounts that are owed status, my feeling. And if I'm correct, that's no way to manage it. And you're going to have the same problem going into next year.
Well, we'll see. Thank you.
Yeah,
we're taking it under consideration, and we'll see how we manage that. Thank you very much for your comment.
We can guess. Thank you.
Okay. Are there other questions? Mr. Cameron, right?
John Cameron, living the Fieldville Road. Just a quick clarification, which you wouldn't let me put in. I think Steve is looking for numbers. Right? He's not looking for procedures. We all know the procedures.
We understood his message.
No problem for sitting there going into your computer. You got all
We don't have the computer.
We don't have that access.
And
it's sitting right on the front desk when you go.
But we don't have access to that.
Council don't have access to that.
But you're
in charge of the finance department.
No.
It doesn't work that way.
Any kind of department. I have a committee that talks about finance and process.
So I don't get. To talk to the people who are in the office to generate the numbers.
Mr. Cameron.
We told him we would come back with the numbers.
I didn't hear that.
We just said it.
All I heard was a whole lot of procedure.
No, Mrs. Meillet did mention that we were going to come back with numbers for Mr. Connolly.
Okay, good.
Connolly.
Okay, I missed that part. I must have been sleeping.
And Carol, we can have an
amid
meeting.
I have two.
Yes, we have an amid meeting this week, so we'll be talking about the.
But it's easy to get the numbers. That's all.
Well, we never argue with that. We said we come back with it. Okay, he wanted it now.
As long as we're not arguing about it, that's the main thing.
Thank you.
I have two issues that I want to raise. The first one deals with, I believe it's 4B on your agenda, completion of the object of bylaws 003-2002 02/2012, 05/2014, and 07/2020. What does completion of the object mean?
Those were borrowing bylaws that are still sitting at the
borrowing bylaws, yes.
In at the Mamash office, just sitting there since, well, one is 2002, one is 2012, 2014, and 2020. So it's to basically, what we're doing is we're clearing the amounts, we're canceling them, closing them, so that it's not outstanding at the Mamash there, the Ministère des Affaires Municipales.
So there's the work has already been done on these bylaws.
Yeah.
And they've been paid off.
And they've been paid but off and everything.
There's some outstanding balances that weren't used, and that's what we're canceling.
Can I go into...
Okay, when you say outstanding balances...
Can I go into...
Yeah, go ahead, Joanne, si tu veux. Ça donne rien.
When we went for the borrowing bylaw, we said... And the numbers are out of my head. They're not real numbers. So... Let's say we said we needed $750,000 to do something.
Okay. Oh, they're right there.
I can give you the real numbers.
Okay. Yeah, we have it here.
We have it right
here. Okay. We said we needed $213,000 for the...
02? 02.
Yep. Okay. And it ended up being only $168,900.
Okay.
Okay. So there's... a balance at the Mamash stating that we asked for 213. So we're closing it up saying we only borrowed that amount, which was 169, and we're not going further with that project, so we're closing up that project. So instead of them holding the difference between 213 and 168,
non, non, c'est 168 000 qu'on ferme.
We're just not going forward with whatever Mamash has in their books because the project is closed.
That's right.
Okay, so the people who are, it's been required, Article 3 says, for this one, it says required to collect every year during the term from every property owner of immovables in the municipality at the efficient on rate. So you put in for 213, you tax the people at 213.
Taxed what we borrowed.
What we used.
But at the Mamash, in their books, we could go for the rest of the amount, but we don't want this in the books.
So there's a balance from 2012, 86,668. The actual loan, bylaw loan, was 373,000.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's 2014, there was a bylaw loan for 437,000.
Okay.
There's a balance of $78 there.
Okay.
And then 2020, it was 183,000. There's a balance of $50.
Okay.
So the total of all those four that we're canceling out is $255,756.
Okay, so
and that's to close those files, close those loan bylaw loans.
Okay, so because you didn't spend as much, there's no impact to the taxpayer?
No, not at all.
Nope.
Okay.
The only thing that's at the taxpayer is whatever was spent and that we claimed through the bylaw loan.
Okay. I have just another quick question on that. That one, I'm just trying to find quickly here what it is. Give me a sec. That's this one. Okay, the one there in 2012, to borrow $373,000 for a pumper truck for the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
We bought that pumper truck.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
Yes, we did.
We have the pumper truck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not. Why would this then still be on the books?
Because there was an outstanding balance that we didn't use. It was $86,668.
The projected one. Yeah, we didn't spend as much. The
we didn't spend as much.
Would have been 373.
But this was a detailed estimate prepared by.
So the actual finance, yeah, but the actual financed amount that we used was 287,000 out of the 373,000. So now there's a balance, an outstanding balance that we did not use for $86,668.
Okay.
And that's what we're trying to close out.
So we're going to get rid of all these four.
Yes.
Four bylaws here are going to become redundant. Then.
Exactly.
Okay. That's question one answered. Thank you very much for answering that. I have another issue here. Involves Mr. Robert, but it's too bad he's not here tonight. Because what I have, and I'll just give you a little info on here. Prior to March's meeting, I sent out a comparison between the old bylaw regarding quorum and,
yes.
You know, and stuff, 2018-008, and compared it to the new bylaw that or proposal that Joanne wants to put
it's
in
not Joanne.
2023-003.
I deposited the document.
Yes, your name is on the document.
But it's part of a group effort.
Okay, I'm not arguing that part. But it's just your name's on the document.
That's okay,
all
let's.
All I'm saying is here. Okay, in 2018, Luke's name was on the document. He proposed the bylaw. Just Lance seconded. Okay? I sent this out to a select group of councillors prior to the March the 6th meeting. I did get a reply back from one or two in regards to this. Now, I just want to bring to your attention, and I'll just give you this here. Give it to you or give it to the DG? Okay, that's the old bylaw, and that deals with, and that's the voting, okay? And that's the new one after you adjourned and the voting there, okay?
After we adjourned?
Yes, when you had your...
We had an adjournment break, yes.
Yes, well, the minutes say adjournment of the meeting. Okay, I'm going to give these to the DG because she's going to have to check into this. But anyways, here, this is for you, Sandra. Now, in the minutes, it says under 023-14, it says the president calls for the vote, and as recorded in the minutes, Joanne Gislin and Carol voted for the bylaw. Against was McAvoy and Maureen Rice, Lee Angus, and Luke Tiviach. On the second vote, it was called Joanne, Maureen Rice, well, the two Marines, and Carol voted for. Lee Angus and Luke Tiviach voted against. I'm not questioning who voted for, who voted against, although your second vote is contrary to to bylaw 2018-008, which says under section 86, you are not allowed to, once you cast your ballot, you're not allowed to change it. And article 30 says once you have to maintain a quorum for the whole meeting by all you getting up and leaving, you broke quorum. But that's not the issue tonight.
We suspended.
I received a reply back from Mr. Robert, and in it, Sandra can follow here. It says when I asked this on the first page about deleting one of the clauses, he wrote back to me, this action allows one final time to get along and may prevent the mayor from ultimately using her power of veto. Now, going to correct you. You don't have a power of veto, only on the signing of the documents. You have no other power of veto other than that. But Mr. Robert seems to think that you do. The next statement is the most important one. Maureen had actually voted on February the 6th, thus not violating anything. Now, that, I don't know what you call it, but that is an outright lie.
Madame, sorry, Ghislain's not here to
defend himself.
It's good that Ghislain's not here because he would be trying to talk over me here, and I'm glad that he's not here so that I can talk to you. Okay?
But
he
can defend himself
because...
I don't think, in fairness, Mr. Cameron,
okay.
you're quoting things that Monsieur Robert said, and we're not. I'm not aware of it.
Thank you, Carol.
Would you like a copy of this? I just gave it to Sandra.
Well,
if you want a copy, I'll give you a copy of this.
She only has one. We don't have one.
I mean, you talk about a document that you sent to counsel. I never saw your document. It never came in to me.
That's not my problem.
Well. Didn't you not send it by email?
Yes.
Yeah, he chose who
oh,
sent
so
it
so he
to.
Chose it to certain
I
people.
I sent it to some of them. I didn't send it to everybody.
So why I can't comment on
so John,
it?
No, I'm not asking you to comment on the documents. What I am asking you is, it says Marie here, Marine hadn't actually voted on February the 6th. Thus, no violation of anything. That, Madam Mayor, is an outright lie.
Is it a lie, though, John, or is it how he saw the meeting, what he remembered of the meeting, whatever? Because I questioned what you're talking about, the bylaw, just recently, because I did change my vote.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't change your vote. We passed a new resolution.
I was just going to say.
Can I answer?
Oh,
sorry,
can I just
go ahead. I'll listen.
But I didn't change my vote. We didn't all go around the table, and I came back and said, actually, no, I'm going to change my mind right now. We left, we came back, we put it back on the agenda, and we re-voted.
Okay. The issue here is not who voted for what.
No, I get
the
that.
The issue here is the statement where Mr. Robert said Marine hadn't actually voted on February.
All we can say is we've noted your comments, but we can't,
but John,
we cannot.
But John, that's the same thing.
Let me get to
points
here,
come back.
Okay? I want to ask a question at the end of the day.
Can we move forward, please?
Yes, exactly.
Please?
Stop cutting me off, okay?
Go ahead, John.
Okay? What I'm saying here is this is an outright lie, and if you want a copy of it, I'll send you a copy of it. I have it at home. I will send you all a copy of it if you want. The DG has a copy of it now, so she can send it to you all, too. Anyways, what I'm getting at here is when things like this happen, and a lot of the answers are delusional, to be nice about it. When stuff like this happens, I read in the lowdown your big thing about implementing this new 2023-003 is the fact that you want to have respect and credibility with the residents. Perfect, I understand that. But I'm going to tell you, Madam Mayor, that when you allow councillors to put out this kind of trash and lie like this, you're not going to get any credibility or respect.
I have to correct you for a moment there. It's not a matter of I allow. If I didn't even see your document and he's commenting on your document, I'm not CC'd on it, and neither is a lot of them.
Than that. Okay. Why wasn't I asked the question? Because I would have told you if I voted or not. Why base it off of what another councillor told you?
Exactly.
Ask
because
the person.
This
says,
is
wait,
what,
just let me finish.
This is what
Hang
the
on,
other
John.
Counselor. It's
Hang
not
on.
How you voted, Marie.
I get that, John. But
okay.
If somebody comes here and says that members of the public impersonated councillors at a contractor's house asking questions about a certain topic, do I believe it, or do I ask you if it happened? I would ask you if it happened.
Yeah.
So don't base how I voted off of what somebody else at this table thinks happened.
Mm-hmm.
Ask me how I voted.
I know how you voted.
Right?
It's in the minutes.
Exactly.
Exactly.
But then why are you even basing the conversation? Why are we even having this conversation?
We are having this conversation because I have irrefutable proof submitted by this that
so,
Councillor Robert has told the lie, and from
so John,
what I'm gathering, it's not
told,
the first time, Marine.
I was told by a reputable contractor in this owning land in this municipality that two people in this room approached him as councillors for the municipality, which I don't, nobody at this table, it was two people in the audience.
Okay.
I know who. I was told them by name.
Okay, so what's that got to do with this?
Is that a lie? Because this is the council.
I don't know, is it?
Anyways,
what I am saying
is so is that
is
a lie?
This is irrefutable proof that this is a lie.
John, that's how he saw the meeting. We talked about it last week, Lee, that you guys are at the end of the voting.
Yes.
Sometimes you don't even hear how we vote. We talked about it last week in the workshop.
Mm-hmm. All I'm saying
I'm not going to allow this kind of trash.
Well, Mr. Cameron, if you want me to address something like that...
Are you going
to
let me finish
asking? No, I'm interjecting right now.
Thank you, Carol.
Okay. Well, you're
now, right now, if you want to discuss this with me, you can give me a phone call, or you can come and see me at the office here and bring your document. But
she has no document.
What right you're there. Doing right now is unacceptable in my eyes. Because you had a conversation or you had an email stream with Mr. Rabai.
Somebody else.
And you're bringing it up to us and he's not even here.
That's all right. That's probably a good point.
Well, okay. I don't think it is.
There you go. There's the irrefutable proof for you, Madam Mayor. I hope you enjoy the read.
So Mr. Cameron deposited a document here tonight, which I will read later.
Now, and Carol,
and I will share
question.
With other councillors as well.
My question is, and I believe I'm allowed to ask a question, given these documents that show irrefutable proof of Mr. Robert lying, are you going to allow this to happen, which will impact your respect and the credibility that the residents have for here? Or are you going to have a talk with Mr. Robert and ask him to resign from council?
Carol,
it's your credibility.
I can't give you an answer right now, first of all, until I look at these documents.
Perfect.
I'm not going to make a decision either.
Carol? And when will you be getting back to me on that?
Are you going to people impersonating members of council?
Yeah, that's another thing.
When are you going to be able to get back to me with an answer?
We have to discuss it as a council.
When?
But
well, when
Mr.
we can.
Cameron, there's still.
Mr. Cameron, we all have schedules to honor.
But you have. Workshops?
I'm up in Gracefield all day tomorrow. There's people that work. We had workshop last Monday to prepare for tonight.
When's the next one?
It's once a month at the end of the month.
That's not quite true either.
The process.
Workshop. Yes, it is true.
Carol, it's also not your job to ask anybody at this table to resign. We were elected
by
the population, and if the population has a problem, they can follow the process and make a complaint to wherever it needs to go. The commission, mamash, whoever it is that looks after these
commission
things.
Commission des affaires municipales.
All I'm saying is this is going to affect your credibility. And the respect
Mr. Cameron,
for you.
Just like Mrs. Rice said, we are elected officials, but I don't manage
who sits
at this table or not.
Is to have a conversation with Mr. Robert and ask him if he will. I'm not saying
you deposited your documents. We'll see what happens with that.
I'm not saying you have to tell him to do it.
Thank you.
I'm saying you... should
duly
ask
noted.
Him to do it.
Duly noted.
Noted. Thank you.
Okay, so when are you going to get back to me?
When we have a meeting.
Which will be when?
I can't promise you that right now. I don't have my agenda in front of me. I don't have anything.
Look, I ran a local.
Good for you, Mr. Cameron.
People,
I'm sorry, but I have to move on.
And when somebody asks me, I can give them...
Now. Enough.
Well, give me an answer when.
2 months.
Yeah, 2 months? Fine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I have a whole pile of witnesses for 2 months. Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. I'm finished asking my questions for now.
Johnny.
See you in 2 months.
Can I ask something?
Oui, s'il vous plaît.
Go ahead.
I know. Oh, sorry, Michelle.
All right.
I was taking notes.
Understandable.
For 4I, professional and technical services for the redevelopment of the town hall and construction of a fire station, is council aware that we already have an engineer's report on the condition?
It's too outdated.
It's too outdated.
Yeah, it is. You know, because we're going. This is not to go. Well, it is in a way, and it isn't. But it's to get services through the FQM, the engineers, the structural specialists.
Yeah, that's what you need. Yeah.
So the first you'll see 4H. Is the agreement regarding a provision of technical personnel at the FQM. So that is to show the FQM that we want to be part of their services.
Okay.
Then the second one is actually to go and see. Well, you'll hear I'm going to be reading the excerpts of the resolution. Yeah.
Yes, we did have the original document, and it's going to factor into...
The engineer's plan, I can understand, it's been a long time since mm-hmm. it was done.
8 years.
But one of the questions also is that I know that there was an architectural drawing of the planning of the inside of it.
We were looking at
which
it.
Which I thought was extremely well done.
But there's
my opinion only.
There's a lot of factors as well, because if you go through, c'est le primo, Sandra?
Non,
c'est le Pressim. Non.
Pressim
is a program that they have at the Mamash for infrastructure, municipal infrastructure, if you're going to do renovation or whatever. The other thing, too, is they give you more money if you use products that are
eco-friendly,
whatever. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah. So... It's all in the process. Like, I mean, things, the ideas, I'm sure councillors have other ideas to add into it. It's just that I know we saw the plans, but they're...
And the workshop, the work staff is different now.
That's correct. And the other thing, too, is because there are more envelope, and not only that, because the building is so old, it was built in the 70s. So right off the bat, we need a structural study to make sure that the building is viable. If we can renovate it, will it stay standing? You know, like, I mean, I know a lot of it was built with cement and bricks, it all factors into it.
Okay, so do you think that dealing with the FQM, you may get like a better price?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
And then. Through them, then perhaps a more accessible grants and things like that.
Because they help, they also help us build our requests to the Mamash.
Okay.
For the program and everything, they do the whole everything. And if we're accepted and everything, they'll even do, if I understand it, Madame Snow, they put out the requests for bids and so on and so forth.
Okay.
All the tenders.
So it's needed. Instead of council having to deal with every step.
Exactly.
Then.
Exactly, because they have the expertise there. They do it all the time.
Yeah.
So they know exactly where to look, and you know it's
and how to formulate.
Exactly.
The grant
request.
Yes.
Okay,
great.
Set out all the specifications so
yes.
that they're just
yeah.
met. And
yeah.
That's fantastic. Thank you. You've answered my question.
Thank you.
I just had a couple of quick questions. Sorry.
So Tara Wakeling.
Oh yeah, Tara Wakeling. So a while back, I was speaking to the Mamash, and they said that, and you've mentioned it too. You have an accompagnement here within the municipality,
right.
And they said that there should be a public report on our website of that. Now they said that if it's not on our municipal website, that I can ask for a copy of that. Is that something that do I have to put in an ATIP request?
That's new to me, Tara. I don't even know what you're talking about. An accompagnement.
When Mamash came.
I didn't realize that they never said anything about putting it on the website.
Not that I.
Not
know
to my knowledge.
No.
No, I just, when I spoke to them, they said there should be a copy of it available on the on your municipal website. It should be a public document.
Just a few years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a while back, yeah.
2019.
Before COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Anyways, like, I'm just asking, like, can I just, like, email for a request, or do I have to put in an ATIP request, or... They did say it was public, so it shouldn't have to go through an ATIP. The other question, I'm just curious, because I was driving by down through Brennan's Hill the other day, like 10 o'clock in the morning, and there were three fire trucks on the side of the highway, a guy out flagging because half of the lane was taken up, and first responders were up at a house, like 900 feet away from the road. Like, is this normal that the first responders are, you know, that there's three fire trucks and everything else for a medical call, or?
It came in as a car accident, Carol.
It came in as a car accident?
It was.
There was no car.
No, it wasn't a car. It was a medical call, but it came in as a car accident.
Okay. CLR.
And it's
that I can understand why the trucks.
It's also somebody who called 911 multiple times throughout the night. We didn't know. We hadn't got the calls. The SQ had, and they had been dealing with it.
Okay.
So we didn't know that until after the fact when we arrived there.
Okay. No, I thought it was just very odd that the half a lane was taken up. They were flagging for something well off.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Oui, madame.
Anybody else have anything? I don't want to interrupt your other questions.
We don't have her name.
Madame Canavan. Oui, madame.
I just wondered if any of the councils had any questions about the CLSC question I brought up with the mayor before you decide what you're going to do, because I'm quite concerned and I think the population needs to know.
Well, we've formulated a resolution. Based with the information you have provided.
Okay.
So that's the resolution that we're passing tonight.
Okay.
And it's going to, it's also going to, pardon me?
We added
yes.
it at the last
Yeah, we added it to the agenda tonight.
Did you include the training?
No. We need, Mrs.
Well, it's just that I would like to talk before you pass your resolution and make it easier.
No, but the training, we can only... I've learned over the years that if you're going to fight for something, you have to do one thing at a time.
Yeah.
In this case, we want the doors to stay open all the time. We want the services back that we had. And they've cut. The doors are shut 2 days a week. Now they have a nurse 2 afternoons a week. It's unacceptable. 2 afternoons.
Thank goodness you have a first responder service.
Well, anyways, my point is that that's what we're focusing on right now, because we don't want, this is like a deja vu from back in the day before they shut it down for 3 years, remember?
4 years,
so,
yes.
Well, anyways, so this is the resolution that we're pushing. Okay. We're also sending it to Yves Saint-Onge, le président directeur général par intérim du CIS de l'Outaouais. Marion Carrière, commissaire aux plaintes et de la qualité de service de CISO. We have Claire Major, comité des usagers CISO, conseil d'administration du CISO, Christian Dubé, ministère de la Santé, Monsieur Legault, premier ministre de la province du Québec, Monsieur Robert Bussière, député, le ministre responsable de l'Outaouais, Mathieu Lacombe, Lionel Carman, ministre responsable des services sociaux. Sonia Bélanger, ministre déléguée à la santé et aux aînés. Ensuite de ça, ça va être aussi envoyé à la MRC de Vallée-de-Gatineau et aux municipalités limitrophes. Donc, parce que... Because there are people from Aylin-Kaywood that come here and, you know, their services are picked. So, limitrophes is our neighbors. So in English, it would be the neighboring municipalities as well. Okay. So we're sending out this resolution.
We're focusing on this specific resolution with keeping the CLSC
open
and staffed how it should be.
With the services,
but
yes.
Carol, we did speak today about working on a further resolution down the road that it's our services in general.
Yeah.
Training, hospital, SQ, it's Ministère des Transports, it's all of them that we're lacking response from.
Can I add to that? Just, that's good what you're doing. That's, I have already sent it off to the other municipalities, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also going to be meeting or taking down the document to Mr. Bussier. I'm asking for this resolution, or I adapted it a little bit, with the training to be read in the National Assembly.
Okay.
Because the problem, the reason we don't have staff is because they don't have staff.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody but nobody, we need doctors and we need nurses and we need people, see, and we know the problem is there. Both the federal and the provincial governments have given money for innovation. We got to do things differently. So I said, fine. The reason that it's closed is because we don't have staff, and we're never going to have staff if we don't do things differently. That's why I attached the training session. Because if we put the two together, we're telling them we know there's a problem. Everybody knows there's a problem. The country is in trouble. But here's a part solution. During the pandemic, people went to school online. People work from home. Everything is possible. Quebec is very big. There may be one person in Lowe, and one in Maniwaki, and one down east, and one in the Pontiac, and we can get 15 people, 20, maybe 30 people taking a nursing course or a prebosie course. And we're going to have people, maybe our own young people, who will stay in their communities and service. We've got to link the problem with a potential solution. That's why I added it.
That's fine.
I know it's separate. I know usually we deal with things separately.
Yeah.
But you've got to join something together to make sense. Mm-hmm. And now's the time to put the end on.
And that's what they're going to work on.
Yeah, but we brought up the agricultural program in Lowe a few years ago. It's possible. We can train everybody. Lord knows we need truck drivers, we need grader operators, we need plumbers, we need everything. We can bring training to Lowe.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's going to change the situation. We've got unpaid taxes. We're in big time trouble. People are hurting and things are going to get worse. So we have to learn to manage money, and we have to learn to know how are we going to get out of this. We have to get out of this.
Yep.
And it's possible, mm-hmm, because there's a lot of people working. But at some point, we've got to reverse that trend and say, how can we get solutions? I saw a lot of problems here tonight that were mostly just the way things are. People don't know what the procedures are.
Mm-hmm.
You ask questions about how much money was owed.
Madam La Mayor.
This is the end of March. The 29th, 2022 financial statements are going to be prepared shortly. All the information about unpaid taxes, everything else is going to be in the new report. You must be going to the auditor soon.
Yep.
That's all going to be detailed, how much money was owed at the end of 2022. As far as knowing where you stand now, I don't know your computer program, but I know that the program I had when I was at a table, we had every month, we all had a copy of the financial statement. Exactly all the information was there. There's the budget, there's how much is spent and the percentage, and there's where we stand now. Very good program. If your program isn't that good, go looking for another one, because they exist. And each one of you should have that at every month. You should have that given to every counselor, should have that in their hand. Because
then you
know where you are. Everybody knows.
Well, you know it.
Well, that's noted. Thank you very much.
No, but just
we
to make
do.
It
we
easy.
Have a committee, an admin committee this week, and we'll be talking about all
it's
this.
It's just to make it easy for you, because you have problems that you shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, you're all working hard, but things are hard because, well, you've changed a lot of staff. That doesn't help.
No.
But
well,
the right
it did help. It
lot.
Did help.
Well, we have the good team now.
Yeah, that's great.
I have to say.
But if you need another type of program to make it easier for you, there are things.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, thank you for what you're going to pass. Like I said, I'm still going to be pushing this in other ways. I wish you would include the training, but that's your decision. I can't. But just to give you what did happen on an emergency with one of your residents, that same day, I had somebody had an emergency call, hemorrhaging, knocking at the CLSC door at lunchtime. That person could have died. He did pass out after at home. That could have been there.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an acceptable situation. So the reason I called you on the phone was I wanted to add that no CLSC should be closed at lunchtime.
No.
And it shouldn't just be open 8, 9 to 4. It's ridiculous. All our CLSCs have a policy, no drop-in. You have to be by appointment. People have forgotten that they're there to serve people. Whoever it is, you're there to serve people. We've got to change that. Because we're not going to wait till somebody dies to say, oh, we should have. So that's not an acceptable thing, and I thank you for pushing it, because, yes, it's got to be a reopen. But if there's no staff, there's nothing we can do about it.
No, but the thing is that also what we added in here is, because we were coming out of COVID as well, what we really feel is something that they really need to keep open is Santé Mentale.
Well, absolutely, so, we're having suicides because people are depressed. So, why are they depressed? They're depressed because there's no job. There's no training. We're not reversing the trend.
Anyways, you'll get a copy once we adopt it.
Sure.
And we'll send you a copy, Mrs. Canavan.
Thank you for adding it to the agenda. I know you're blocked with a lot of stuff. But like I say, be open. Hey, everybody wants to work for the same thing.
Yep.
And it's got to be polite, and it's got to be respectful. Everybody deserves respect.
Okay.
No matter. We don't always know how to ask questions, but I think if respect flows both ways, it works.
Thank you very much.
I just had one last quick one, real quick. I noticed in here that notice of a motion regarding the salaries of elected officials.
Yes.
And they're increasing.
Not this year.
But I'm showing effective January 1st, 2023. Sorry, I'm trying to find the actual.
No, the bylaw is effective January 1st, 2023. And in that, you'll see.
Article 4, the annual basic remuneration to the mayor set at $12,331. And each councillor set at $5,432, which is an increase from what it was originally. And
because of the bylaw in 2018.
I know, but at the last meeting, when I asked about it, mm-hmm. you said that you were going to change it so that you were removing the increase in.
Can I just give you a quick list, okay? Mm-hmm. So the present bylaw. The presentation of the bylaw by councillor given the notice of motion, okay? So mention Article 2, reappeals bylaw 07-2018. To refer to Section 4, amount of salaries, 2002, but ends indexing. Mention that there is no increase in the bylaw, but that it was in the previous bylaw.
So our rate ended.
Our rates ended December 31st, 2022.
It was 5432.
Okay, so this is a whole new bylaw with new.
No increases.
Well, it looks like there's an increase. I mean, the last.
No.
So it says
here that the reference retroactive to January 1st, 2023. Now in brackets, if we keep the bylaw
as is.
The 2018 bylaw,
mm-hmm.
it means that council will get 6.7 increase.
It's the
cost of living increase.
That's not the point I'm making. The point I'm making is that previously, if I'm not mistaken, the mayor's salary was $11,500, I think it was.
So with the cost of living every year brought us to these numbers.
That's
at
not
2022.
The point I'm making, though.
Okay,
the point I'm making was that I understand that you're repealing the entire bylaw, so you're not taking those costs of living from the previous bylaw. What I was told at the last meeting was that there would be no salary increases.
There isn't. In 2022, it was 5432. 2023 will be 5432, the same amount. There's no increase for 2023. Or moving forward with the new bylaw.
So you have been, over the years then, taking the cost of living increase.
So, no. We
no, actually,
we
no.
actually.
Then
you want to explain
how,
Carol,
when this went
please,
into effect,
or,
it was $5,000.
We did not get.
I'm not done asking my
question. Okay, what happened was. Okay. What happened was
right,
that
Tara.
we did not get an increase from 2018 to?
Me either, but okay.
Okay,
four years.
And then when Madame Martineau started, and this was in August, so she's cleaning up bylaws, she's looking at all
the budget.
And looking at budget and so on.
And
well,
she ended up having to do the payroll.
She had no choice but to follow the bylaw, which gave us a small increase.
Cost of living increase.
Mm-hmm. And paid out of last year's budget, okay, as of the December 31st. But now the new bylaw, there are no increases. We are complete. We're putting it in the bylaw, because we were updated on the fact that you can't change a bylaw by a simple resolution saying council can't have any increases. You have to change the whole bylaw.
Carol, we were updated by the legal advisor. That we can't do that.
That's
Sandra
right.
Sandra had a legal opinion.
She got the legal opinion.
It's in contravention of what was told last meeting.
But
I'm just asking how this came about, so that the salaries have increased.
Can I just clarify, last month?
Yeah, I think
you
it was
asked
last month.
If we were getting increases
in the new budget. In the new budget.
In the new budget, you asked if we were getting increases.
No, there was when it was submitted for the when you deposited your or I don't know what is the term that you guys use
the rates
when you did a notice of emotion.
It's a new one. I think you asked at the budget meeting, Tara.
It might have been at the budget meeting, or I don't know.
We were going to deposit, and we moved to push it one.
That's what happened. I asked if there was going to be an increase, and I was told no. So this is just where I'm confused with this, but I understand, and okay.
So really, if we don't repeal it and go with what we had in 2022, instead of it being 54.32, it'll be 58.
That's why we're passing the new bylaw. I just wanted to make sure it didn't fit with what I was told last month.
But the option was there to roll the salaries back with the 218. We chose not to do that.
Well, hang on, Lee. This is the only resolution that we have to have a majority, and the mayor needs to agree with us. This is the only time it happens. So if we're not on the same page,
then we have to suffer the bigger increase.
That's right.
You have to reword it and resubmit it again.
If we don't pass a new bylaw, if we all vote it down, we're reverting back to 2018, which will give us the 6%.
I understand that. What I'm saying is, if that's the case and you don't want to do that, then you'd have to sit down again and come up with the wording that satisfies everybody.
But if there's...
There's no negotiating.
Yes. Thank you, Joanne. There's no negotiating going back to 2018.
At an impasse.
We have to be majority plus one. So if we don't have that, we're stuck.
I understand.
All right. So if there are no more questions, yet no question.
All right.
C'est bon? On peut avancer? OK, on va aller à... Pardon? Bah, maintenant, Mme Martineau, il est maintenant 8h22. OK. So it's 8:22 that we are resuming the meeting. Fait que là, on voit l'article numéro 3, adoption du procès-verbal. So, adoption of the minutes from the last meeting on March 6th. C'est le procès-verbal du 6 mars.
J'ai proposé. I'll
second it.
Luc Thivierge, puis Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes. OK, merci. Administration 4A, liste des factures à payer. Donc, pour le mois de mars 2023, la somme de 283 373,84 et déclare être satisfait. Fait que the bills to be paid for the month of March 2023 in the amount of $283,373.84, and that the invoices were checked and verified, and I am satisfied. So j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Je propose.
Je vais seconder.
Joanne Maillé et Luc Thivierge, tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Oui.
Yes.
Merci. 4B, réalisation complète de l'objet des règlements 003-2002, 02-2012, 005-2014, 07-2020. Donc, c'est comme on avait discuté tout à l'heure. C'est pour fermer les dossiers des règlements d'emprunt qui sont actifs encore à la MAMACH, qui est c'est le ministère des Affaires municipales. Donc, il y a 4 règlements d'emprunt, et puis qu'est-ce qu'on veut faire, c'est les annuler. Il reste un total des 4, c'est $255,756. Et puis, c'est pour cette raison-là qu'on passe la résolution. So, we are passing a resolution for outstanding bylaw loans that are still active at the MAMACH, which is le ministre des municipalités d'affaires municipales. Et puis, c'est au montant de 255,756, and it's to close the files and the bylaw loans. They're not needed and they're just sitting there.
Madame,
so we're passing a resolution to.
Madame Rice has a question.
Oui.
Carol, I just want to clarify.
Mm-hmm.
John used the example earlier of the pumper. We're closing the portion that we're not using. There is still going to be the amount that's left to pay.
We're
just closing the unused portion of the bylaw.
But this is the.
There's only the 07-2020 that we're still.
Okay,
paying.
And yes. That one, the portion that we still owe, will remain a borrowing bylaw.
Yeah.
Yes, it will because when it becomes time to refinance as well,
yeah.
It'll be there.
That's
like
right.
It's still there.
Yeah, that's right. I just want.
But these amounts are not required. They're not.
No. I know. It's so, the difference that we didn't actually use.
Exactly.
That we're closing off.
Exactly.
I just want to clarify that.
Je vais proposer.
Je vais seconder.
Luc Thivierge l'a proposé. Joanne Maillé a appuyé. Donc, tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Oui.
Right.
Yes.
OK. Là, on arrive à 4C, annulation de taxes prescrites. Donc, ici, on a un numéro propriété 4380-02-44. Et puis, on est... Donc, le conseil municipal autorise la radiation de la créance irrécouvrable pour un montant de 9 780,95 et d'autoriser la directrice générale à effectuer la radiation de sa créance. So the cancellation of prescribed taxes on number 4380-02-4014 in the amount of $9,780.95. And that it be resolved that council has authorized the writing off of the bad debt in the amount of what I just said, $9,780.95, and authorize the director general to do the write off on the debt. Mm-hmm. Si j'ai besoin d'un proposeur,
je propose.
Joanne Maillé, appuyé par.
What is that debt for?
Yeah.
Okay. Appuyé par.
That's regulation by law, so we don't have a choice.
Je vais seconder, là.
OK, Luc Thivierge.
J'aimerais clarifier quelque chose.
OK.
Faut que ces affaires-là, là, faut que ça l'arrête. Là. Ces erreurs-là, là, ça n'a pas de bon sens qu'on perde de l'argent comme ça.
Je suis d'accord. On vote.
C'est beau.
What I said is, I'll approve it because there's no, we have no choice. We have to
get rid of
it there, but those errors need to be stopped. Like we're losing money again on things that should have been looked at.
C'est justement, c'est ça que Madame Martineau est en train de nettoyer.
C'est suite au vérificateur.
Puis ça, c'est, moi, c'est ça.
Les demandes légales.
Les demandes légales, oui.
Il faut qu'on vote.
What is the debt for?
Taxes.
It's créance in English. Attends une minute. A debt uncollectible. Uncollectible debt, including interest. And no legal mortgage has been registered to protect the municipality's debt.
No one understands what the debt is.
No. It's on a property. Si je me trompe pas, Madame Martineau. C'est des taxes.
I believe, now maybe I'm wrong here, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe it's taxes that went past due. Once taxes go past so many years, you have no recourse to collect them.
Exactly.
Yep.
If it's not sent, if it's not sent,
if it wasn't sent before
to the lawyer, then we have to call it bad debt.
Okay. So, j'ai besoin le vote, s'il vous plaît.
Oui.
Are we in agreement?
Yes.
Thank you. Numéro 4D. Annulation d'un droit de mutation. Donc, ça ici, ça a à faire avec la mutation au montant de 218,25 $ aux propriétés 4082-93-1907. Donc, dans ce cas ici, c'est parce que ce qui est arrivé, c'est que la preuve de l'enregistrement d'exploitation agricole a été déposée pour la propriété mentionnée. Donc, respectant le délai d'enregistrement. Donc, c'est pour cette raison, avec la présentation de ce document-là, c'est là où la propriété a eu un crédit, on va dire. Là. C'est un crédit, ma PAC, ça?
Non, c'est le droit de mutation.
OK, oui, c'est ça. C'est ça. A cancellation of a tax, a transfer tax.
It's in the bylaw.
Yeah. So, apparently, the property owner brought in proof of registration proof of farm registration has been filed for the property mentioned respecting the registration deadline. So, the property number was 4082-93-1907 in the amount of $218.25. So, if a property owner is registered with a farmland, there's
and
no...
And they have to be a farm.
Yeah, you have to be a farm.
No, the person has to have their...
Registration.
Yes. Farm registration.
Yes.
Red proposing?
Je vais seconder.
Donc, Luc Thivierge, proposé, Joanne Maillet, appuyé. Tout le monde est d'accord, everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Oui.
OK, merci. 4E, adoption du règlement 2023-003 sur la régie interne des séances du Conseil. Tout le monde sait, donc on adopte le règlement de la régie interne des séances du Conseil. Et que, aussi résolu que le Conseil municipal adopte le règlement sur la régie interne, c'est ça. Et puis aussi... En anglais, c'est 4E, adoption of the bylaw 2023-003 on the internal management of council meetings. Donc, fait que là, qu'est-ce qu'on a fait la semaine passée? On s'est assis à notre plénière, on a discuté, il y a eu beaucoup de
tweaking.
Oui, d'ajouts, de retirer. On a retiré pas mal de choses. Puis on a changé des articles. Donc, de la majorité, tout le monde avait l'air d'accord avec les changements.
Can we have that in English, please?
I'm getting to that.
Okay.
Donc, c'est ça, ce soir, on aimerait faire l'adoption du règlement. So last week, we had our workshop. We worked quite a while on this particular bylaw for the management of council meetings, internal management. And there was a lot of discussions. We went through a lot of the articles, took out some articles. We changed some wording, and it seemed that everybody seemed to be satisfied with what was presented. And the majority of the document is pretty much what council is are going to adopt tonight.
Carol, it's also the old bylaw had like 100 articles. It's a lot less heavy.
It's more cut and dry, uniform, and
streamlined.
Exactly. 101 articles didn't make sense, or 110, whatever it was before. So, having said that, j'ai besoin d'un proposant.
Je propose.
Joanne Maillet.
I'll second it.
Maureen McAvoy?
Yep.
Okay, merci. I just hear. Fait que, est-ce que tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
No.
I am, Carol, as long as we leave it in there that it's not a majority to extend question period, if it's two councillors that agree.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, that is in there.
It's in there.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure.
Definitely. Okay.
There's also no registration for question
period. No, there is not. The only thing that we ask is that people say their name.
Present themselves.
Because we're recording the session.
And be civil.
Yes.
And be civil.
Yep. Can
on
we
on both sides of the table.
Yes.
Yes. And it's in there. That is good.
Can we have the vote again, please?
Yes.
Oui.
Fait que Luc, c'est oui.
Oui. No, for me.
We know that.
Okay.
Maureen Rice.
Want to make sure. Yes.
And okay,
with
1, 2, 3. Fait que tous les conseillers, oui, à l'exception de Monsieur Lee Angus. Okay, moving on.
Also, Carol, in the new document is a question period.
There's two.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beginning in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. 4F, avis de motion, règlement 2023-004 relatif au traitement des élus municipaux. Donc, moi, je vais faire l'avis de motion. Et puis, c'est ça, moi, je donne l'avis de motion de l'adoption. L'avis de motion. Lors de la prochaine séance du Conseil, règlement 2023-04 relatif au traitement des élus municipaux. Donc, le projet de règlement est déposé et présenté séance tenante. Fait que, la présentation du règlement par le conseiller, moi-même, qui donne l'avis de motion. Là, je fais mention à plusieurs choses, comme article 2, qui va abroger le règlement 07-2018. Article 4, montant des salaires 2022 met fin à l'indexation. Faire mention aussi qu'il n'y a pas d'augmentation prévue au règlement, mais que c'était un règlement précédent. Puis aussi, rétroactif du 1er janvier 2023. En adoptant le nouveau règlement, ça empêche une augmentation de 6,7% selon le règlement de 2018. Faire mention de demi-salaire en location de dépenses. Puis aussi, il n'y aura pas de salaire supplémentaire pour le maire suppléant. So just to give you a little overview of what we're looking at for the new bylaw, which we're going to work on again. So for the new bylaw that we're looking at, Article 2 reappeals the bylaw 07-2018. Section 4, amount of salary 2022, but ends indexing in 2022. That there is no increase in the bylaw, but that it was in, well, comment c'est écrit ça? No increase in the bylaw, but it would have been if in the previous one, if it stayed active. So to make a retroactive January 1st, 2023, if the 2018 bylaw stays in effect, okay, if we don't adopt this new one, that means there will be a chance increase of 6.7% increase per as per the 2018 bylaw. So there's also a half salary in expense allowance, and no additional salary goes to the deputy mayor. This new bylaw that we want to adopt has no clause for increases on this year's budget or however many years this bylaw stays in effect. So there's no voting on this. It's just a notice of motion, so we'll just move forward. Okay. 4G, autorisation de signature, plan de classification de et calendrier de conservation.
Is there no voting on it?
No,
because it's just
deposit.
A deposit.
We'll vote next month.
It's a notice of motion.
Okay.
Et calendrier de conservation 2023. Ça ici, c'est pour enregistrer avec le... OK, I highlighted. Attends une minute. Fait que là, c'est pour... attendu que la municipalité désire utiliser le système gestion de l'application de la loi sur les archives, qui appelle GALA, pour l'élaboration et la soumission de ces règles de conservation. Entendu que le plan de gestion actuel nécessite une mise à jour qui sera orientée vers le modèle de référence élaboré par les archives nationales et spécifiquement pour le secteur municipal. Et puis, c'est résolu que le conseil municipal autorise la directrice générale, greffière, trésorière, à signer le calendrier de conservation et toute modification relative à l'addition de nouveaux documents ou relative aux documents destinés à être conservés de manière permanente et à soumettre ce calendrier et cette modification à l'approbation de Bibliothèque et Archives nationales du Québec.
Je propose...
Attends, I gotta say it in English. So, authorization to sign classification plan and retention schedule. So, whereas the municipality wishes to use the gestion de l'application de la loi sur les archives, what they call GALA system, for the development and submission of its conservation rules. Whereas the current management plan requires an update that will be oriented towards the reference models developed by the National Archives and specifically for the municipal sector. And resolve that this municipal council authorizes the director general and clerk treasurer to sign the retention schedule and any modification relating to the addition of new documents or relating to documents intended to be kept permanently, and to submit a schedule or modification to the approval of the Bibliothèque and Archive National Archives of Quebec.
Je propose.
I'll second it.
Excuse me, Joanne Meillet et Maureen Rice. Donc tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone's in agreement?
Oui.
Yes. Yes. Right.
Bon. Mais 4I, accompagnement pour les services professionnels et techniques pour le
RH.
Oh.
En français, c'est ça. 4H. 4I, on vient.
Attends une minute. OK, Joanne. Turned it too quick. 4H. Entente relative à la fourniture du personnel technique de la FQM. Donc, comme j'ai mentionné tout à l'heure ici, entendu que la FQM a mis en place un service d'ingénierie et d'infrastructure pour accompagner et conseiller les municipalités qui souhaitent retenir les services. Entendu que la municipalité désire effectuer la planification et la gestion de son territoire et ses infrastructures et de ses équipements municipaux. Et à ces fins, utiliser les services d'ingénierie et d'expertise technique de la FQM. Prendre en compte que les prix Les FQM sont bien moins bas que si on va...
Ils sont plus bas.
Ils sont plus bas que si on va de l'avant ailleurs. Ici aussi, qu'à cette fin, que la municipalité conclut une entente avec la FQM, puis que Mme Martineau, directrice générale, greffière trésorière, et Mme Robert, mairesse, soient autorisées à signer pour le compte de la municipalité l'entente visant la fourniture de services techniques par la FQM applicable pour l'ensemble des municipalités. Et aussi, Mme Martineau est autorisée à effectuer toute formalité découlant de cette entente. So, in English, 4H. So, agreement for the provision of FQM technical personnel. So, whereas the FQM has set up an engineering and infrastructure service to accompany and advise municipalities that wish to retain this service. Whereas the municipality wishes to carry out the planning and management of its territory, its infrastructure, and its municipal equipment, and for these purposes, use the FQM's engineering and technical expertise services. That the municipality enter into an agreement with the FQM, and that this gives permission to Madame Martineau, Director General, and myself, Carol Robert, Mayor, to authorize to sign on behalf of the municipality the agreement for the provision of technical services by the FQM applicable to all municipalities. And also it gives Madame Martineau authorization to carry out all formalities arising from this agreement.
I'll propose it.
I'll second it.
So Maureen Rice et Joanne Meillet. Donc, tout le monde est d'accord? Is everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Oui.
Yes.
Yes.
Merci. Tout le monde est d'accord? 4I. Accompagnement pour les services professionnels et techniques pour le réaménagement de l'hôtel de ville et la construction d'une caserne. Donc, entendu que l'offre de services pour y réaliser des étapes sévères à 38 500 plus taxes en excluant les frais pour l'ingénieur en structure. Entendu qu'une maximum de 4 % des coûts peuvent être inclus à un règlement d'emprunt éventuel pour la préparation des plans et devis et que des demandes de subventions seront faites en ce sens afin d'assurer la réalisation du projet. Ici, le conseil municipal octroie le mandat d'accompagnement pour les services professionnels et techniques pour le réaménagement de l'hôtel de ville et la construction d'une caserne. Les fonds seront pris à même le poste budgétaire 23-020-00-7-22, intitulé Infrastructure bâtiment. So for 4I, accompaniment for the professional and technical services for the redevelopment of the town hall and the construction of a fire station. So whereas a bid for these steps is $38,500 plus tax, including the cost of the structural engineer, whereas a maximum of 5% of the cost can be included in an eventual borrowing bylaw for the preparation of plans and specifications, and that grant applications will be made in this regard to ensure the realization of a project. And resolve that the Municipal Council grant the mandate for professional and technical services for the redevelopment of the City Hall and the construction of fire station. And the funding budget line will be 23-020-00-722 under infrastructure buildings.
Je propose.
Je second.
Donc, Luc Thivierge et Joanne Meillet. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Yes.
Merci.
Yes.
Merci. 4J, frais de déplacement et de repas pour 2023. Donc, c'est pour passer une résolution, mettre à jour les articles du règlement 2023-006.
Non.
Ben oui. Qui est en dessous d'articles 6.4 et 6.5, portant respectivement sur les frais de déplacement en kilométrage et les frais de repas, mentionne que le montant de remboursement seront adoptés annuellement par le Conseil. Donc, ici, entendu que le gouvernement du Québec a fixé pour 2023 les montants suivants: 59 cents du kilomètre, déjeuner 13,73 à 15, dîner 18,90 et souper 28,50. Donc, c'est attendu que la municipalité désire adopter les mêmes taux de remboursement que le gouvernement du Québec pour 2023. So, this is a resolution to, travel and meal expenses for 2023. So, Council adopted back in March the bylaw 2023-006 delegating the municipal officials the power to authorize expenses. Also, in that bylaw, under Article 6.4 and Article 6.5, which deals respectively with travel expenses in kilometers and meals expenses, mentioned that the amounts of reimbursement will be adopted annually by Council. And whereas the government of Quebec has set the following amounts for 2023, so it's 59 cents per kilometer, lunch is breakfast is $13.75, lunch is $18.90, and dinner is $28.50. So this is whereas the municipality wishes to adopt the same reimbursement rates as the government of Quebec for 2023.
Madame la mairesse,
oui.
J'avais une question. Je sais, quand on a parlé à table de travail, j'ai mentionné qu'il faut que ce soit avec preuve de reçu pour les repas.
Mais ça, c'est dans le règlement, si je ne me trompe pas.
C'est dans le règlement?
Oui.
OK. Puis dans le règlement, ça dit aussi que l'alcool n'est pas inclus, ne peut pas être soumis comme dépense.
Mais c'est pas un repas. C'est pas un repas, c'est un repas qu'on...
Oui, mais sur la facture de restaurant, habituellement, l'alcool est dedans. OK.
C'est vraiment les aliments.
Mm-hmm. OK, bien, je veux juste m'assurer.
OK, Luc Thivierge...
Un coke, c'est pas un coke.
Luc Thivierge a proposé, j'ai besoin, Maureen Rice. Merci. Le vote, s'il vous plaît. Are all in agreement?
Yes.
Oui.
OK. Là, on arrive à... Attendez. Bon. 4K. Ce qui est un des ajouts ce soir, c'est le besoin de services de CLSC à la municipalité canton de l'eau. Donc, on a parlé en large avec Mme Canavan concernant le CLSC. Puis ceci, c'est une résolution qu'on trouve, il est pas mal direct. Et puis, j'ai tout nommé tout à l'heure, tous les représentants à qui est-ce qu'on voulait envoyer la résolution. Parce qu'aussi, on va avoir le support des autres municipalités. Puis c'est nos municipalités voisines qui utilisent le CLSC ou qui ont les services de la CLSC. Puis je suis certaine qu'ils vont supporter ça. So this particular 4K is to the resolution that we prepared to send to all the people that I mentioned earlier. It's the needs for CLSC services for the municipality township of Lowe. And it's been sent to, I'll just repeat very quickly in English, that there is a Monsieur Yves Saint-Onge, President, Director General, who is replacing the actual President at the CIS in Outaouais, Marion Carrière, Commissaire des Plaintes, so she, that is Complaints Commissioner, and a quality of service for the CISO. Claire Major is a part of the committee of the users for the CISO. and also the board of directors of the CISO, Christian Dubé, which is the Minister of Health, Monsieur Legault, the Prime Minister of the province of Quebec, Monsieur Robert Bissière, our MNA, the minister responsible for the Outaouais, Mathieu Lacombe, Lionel Carman, which is the minister responsible for social services, and Sonia Bélanger, minister delegated for health and our seniors, as well as the MRC de Vallée-Gatineau and all neighboring municipalities.
I think it should be all municipalities from the MRC.
We did have that, but M. Thivierge a recommandé qu'on mette les municipalités limitrophes parce qu'il peut avoir du...
En plus.
Fait que ça peut être en plus, mais
oui, c'est tout. Oui, il faut que ça soit en plus.
Comme Elwood, Haywood, but so, it also needs to go to all the municipalities.
Okay, well, it does say that. I'm just going to add... Yeah, it's already there.
Yeah.
We're adding the
we're just adding the extra.
The limitrophes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bon.
I'll second it.
Go ahead. Ici, Luc Thivierge, le proposé. Qu'est-ce qui l'a supporté? Maureen McAvoy. Merci beaucoup. Le vote, s'il vous plaît. Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Oui.
Yes.
Merci. Bon. Ça, c'est fait. Là, on rentre sécurité publique. Did you have a report you wanted to deposit, Maureen? Or?
I do have some information. Okay. Just getting it there. So it's the report from the fire chief, Michel Lemieux. This month he met with the local CLSC concerning a vulnerable person. C'est le rapport du chef incendie, Monsieur Lemieux. Ce mois-ci, il y a eu une rencontre avec le bureau local du CLSC concernant un dossier d'une personne vulnérable. Des discussions avec la Sûreté du Québec et une intervenante sociale concernant un individu qui a besoin d'aide. There was a second meeting between the chief, the SQ, and a social worker regarding an individual who needed help. This file is still in progress. Il a passé deux jours au procès Bergenshaw, so he spent 2 days in court with the Bergenshaw case. Le 14 mars, il y a une rencontre mensuelle des officiers. On the 14th, the officers met. Une réunion de l'Association des chefs. He also had a chief's meeting for the Upper Gatineau. Comité ad hoc pour la carte sécurité de la MRC. So we also met with an ad hoc committee for the territory security of the MRC. Comité had members of the SQ, paramedics, firefighters from the Upper Gatineau, and transport services for mobility-reduced people. The firefighters under supervision of myself, Lieutenant Wilson, and Rochon had a portable pump practice. And on the call side, we had a medical call on Brooks, car accident on the 105 on the 12th, another car accident on the 105, which actually was a medical call. On the 14th, on the 26th, we had a medical call on McLaughlin. On the 28th, a medical call on Fieldville. On the 29th, we had a medical call in Martindale and a car accident with Jaws of Life north of Venosta on the 105. Côté des appels, les pompiers sur supervision de moi, Lieutenant Wilson Pirachon, ils ont pratiqué les pompes portatives et l'utilisation de la terrière sur la rivière Gatineau. Sur le côté des appels, le 6, on a eu un appel médical dans le village. Le 12, un accident sur la route 105. Même chose pour le 14, avec ça l'a entré comme un accident, mais c'était un médical. Le 26, un médical à Venosta, puis le 28, dans le secteur de Fieldville. Le 29, un médical à Martindale et puis un accident dans le secteur de Venosta. So the only thing I want to add in there, Carol, is the two calls on the 29th, the medical call and the accident on the 105. Mm-hmm. From the time of arrival at the first call was 2 minutes until we got the head-on accident. Yeah, so it seemed bizarre. That's what happened. That's his report.
Thank you very much.
Peux-tu prendre 2 minutes, Carole? Moi, il faut que j'aille chercher un manteau au bord. Là, je suis en train de jouer.
OK.
Je m'excuse.
J'ai pas la température à changer.
Are we breaking? No. We could take a break.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm in close, Lynn.
They always said to be prepared.
Well, I don't want my winter jacket on anymore.
You wanted it this morning.
I wasn't going out because I needed it this morning. Well, see, he's putting on his jacket,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's not just
you. This is Canada, Joanne.
And it's only April 5th.
Yeah, but you need your winter jacket till July.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, this morning was just brutal.
The road was gracious.
You should say, I went to town not this morning, in session, the, not, the truck is not tonight.
Taking a break.
I got into Wakefield there, you know, where the circles are.
Mais la température a changé tout d'un coup, là. Ouais, c'était pas si froid que ça quand on est rentré.
Non,
mes pieds sont froids.
You have pink cheeks. Quoi,
le bloc en avant, y a-t-il été enlevé? Parce que si on ouvre là, puis le bloc est là, c'est peut-être ça qui fait que y a eu une circulation d'air.
Where's Valerie? Okay. Okay, on recommence la rencontre. Okay, we need to start over.
I do apologize. I was frozen.
Donc, nous allons continuer ici. On a les travaux publics 6A. Mandat pour 4 ans à l'Union des municipalités du Québec pour l'achat de sel de déglaçage des chaussées, donc chlore de sodium. So, attendu que la municipalité désire participer à cet achat regroupé pour se procurer le sel de déglaçage de chaussées, des chaussées dans les quantités nécessaires pour ses activités et selon les règles établies au document d'appel d'offres préparé par l'UMQ pour les 4 prochaines années. Donc, c'est que ça couvre le regroupement d'achat géré par la UMQ pour 4 ans, soit jusqu'au 30 avril 2027, représentant le terme des contrats relatifs à la saison, ce qui est 2026-2027. Donc, pour 4 ans, on commence débutant l'hiver 2023, juste inclusivement 2027.
Avril 2027.
C'est ça. So, this is a mandate for 4 years to the Union, Union des municipalités du Québec for purchase of road de-icing salt. So, what we want to do is join the FQM. We wish to participate in this UMQ, c'est ça. UMQ. But participate in this group purchase to obtain de-icing salt for roads in the quantities necessary for our activities and according to the rules established in a tender document prepared by the UMQ for the next 4 years, and which would cover from 4 years, will end on April 30th, 2027. So from 2023, the winter starting 2023, 2024, right through to 26, 27. Je vous en ai proposé. Luc Tivierge, Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Thank you. 4B, transfert de l'eau, numéro 5-163-725 et 5-163-727. Chemin McDonald, réforme cadastrale. Donc, il y a une partie du chemin McDonald qui appartient à la municipalité. Puis, c'est ça, là, à cause du réforme cadastrale. Puis ici, on demande que le notaire, M. Marc Nadeau, il a offert ses services pour faire la correction qui doit être conformément à l'article 72 de la loi sur la compétence municipale. Donc, un montant, il va faire les ouvrages. Puis aussi, ça inclut les frais d'enregistrement et frais pour la publication des avis publics. Ça, c'est en su du 2000? OK. C'est ça. Fait que ces services, c'est 2000 $ plus taxes. Et puis, c'est ça, l'enregistrement et les frais de publication des avis publics sont en surplus. Donc, ici, ça va être sous le poste budgétaire 23-040-00-721, voirie infrastructure. So, 6B, transfer of lot number 5163725 and 5163727, McDonald Road, cadastral reform. So, because of the cadastral reform, we have to make corrections on McDonald Road for two part lots. And it goes into the McDonald Road in accordance with Section 72 of the Municipal Powers Act. Mr. Marc Nadeau will be doing the work at $2,000 plus tax, plus registration fees and fees for publication of the public notice. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur. Luc Tivierge.
Je second.
Joanne Meillet. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Oui.
Yes.
OK. Appel d'offres 2023-320-001. Achat de ponceau pour 2023. Donc, il y a eu 7 invitations entrepreneurs pour donner une soumission. On en a eu un qui a répondu là-dessus. C'est tous les ponceaux qu'on a besoin pour qu'on a budgété pour 2023. Et puis aussi, c'est pour... c'est ça, c'est les ouvrages qui vont être compris dans la TEC. C'est la compagnie Saint-Germain, Égouts et Aqueduc Incorporé pour un montant de $24,292.74. Comme je vous dis, c'est le seul soumissionnaire, donc on va passer la résolution pour ce prix-là. So, 6B, call for tender 320-001, purchase of culverts for 2023. So, there was 7 invitations sent to, well, 7 invitations sent to contractors. Sorry, invitation sent to 7 contractors for the purchase of culverts for 2023. One bid came in from Saint-Germain, Égouts et Aqueduc Incorporated for $24,292.74. So this is also all the work that we have planned for 2023, as well as infrastructure on the tech, and which also under budget line 23-040-12, 721. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Luc.
Je seconde.
Donc, Luc Thivierge, Joanne Meillet. Faites toujours ça. Tout le monde est d'accord avec un agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Le 6D, appel d'offres, location, équipement.
Oui.
Pardon?
De répondre oui. Oui.
OK, tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Appel d'offres, location, équipement. Donc, il y a eu des invitations qui ont été envoyées à 10 entrepreneurs. Sur les 10, il y a eu 4 qui ont répondu. 3 qui étaient conformes. Et puis, c'est ça. Les 3 qui ont, ils sont conformes, ils vont être sur la liste de la municipalité pour les ouvrages qu'on a besoin pour accomplir pour 2023, 2024. Et puis aussi les ouvrages qui vont être enregistrés sur la tech, l'infrastructure. Donc, il y a monsieur, la compagnie Ronald O'Connor Construction, Amy Fleury, puis Ray Thompson Trucking. Call for tenders for equipment rentals. So there was invitation sent to 10 contractors. Out of the 10, there's 4 that answered. Out of the 4, there was 3 that were conformed to the bidding or the tender that we sent out. So the 3 contractors that are being retained is Ronald O'Connor Construction, Amy Fleury, Ray Thompson Trucking, and this is for rental of heavy equipment that may be needed for our plans for the roads for 2023 and 2024, as well as tech work. So the funds will be taken from budget item 23-040-12-721 under infrastructure and tech.
Je propose.
Je vais le seconder.
Donc, Luc Thivierge puis Joanne Meillet. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Oui.
I'll abstain.
OK. Thank you. Là, on arrive à 6. I must have taken it away. Bon.
Environnement, hygiène du milieu.
Non, 6E, je suis encore sous voirie, là. Fait que 6E, c'est conversion, éclairage ou DEL divers bâtiments. Donc, on a des argents qui nous restent à dépenser dans le programme PRABAM. Et puis aussi, il va y avoir une demande de subvention va être présentée à Hydro-Québec pour possiblement avoir des argents qui vont couvrir les dépenses. Donc, c'est l'intention de mettre des lumières DEL dans le garage municipal, la caserne, puis la station d'aqueduc. Allô? Seulement? Sandra?
Hein? Oui, juste à
l'eau. OK. C'est ça. Fait que ça va être au poste budgétaire 23-030-00-722 pour bâtiment. Et puis 23-040-00-722 bâtiment aussi. Et 02-050-00-722 bâtiment. Et c'est tous des postes budgétaires différents, dépendant sur les dépenses. Donc, for 6E, LED lighting conversion for various buildings, and it's like municipal buildings. So, whereas we want to change the lights in the municipal garage, the fire hall, and the pumping station in Lowell. This is to be covered with monies that I still have on the PRABAM program, and that there will be a financial support request to Hydro-Québec. And because we're using that type of lighting, there are monies available for that. And the money for once it's done, it comes out of the funds, budget item number 23-030-00-722 under buildings, and 23-040-00722 again under buildings, and 02-050-00-72 under buildings, but under each item, like roads, water, aqueduct, and fire hall, so fire. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Luc.
Luc Thivierge.
Je seconde.
Joanne Meillet. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Oui.
OK. Là, on fait F. 6F, excusez. Appel d'offres sur invitation Claude Calcium à Beaupissière. Fait que la municipalité aimerait posséder un appel d'offres sur invitation auprès de deux fournisseurs pour l'achat de chlore, de calcium en flocon. On a eu deux soumissionnaires. Le premier, c'est Somavrac et l'autre, c'est Warwick. Somavrac est le moins cher, donc on va aller avec eux pour 26 360 plus taxes. Sous le poste budgétaire 02-320-00-629. Calcium. So, call for tender by invitation for calcium chloride dust control. So the municipality proceeded with a call for tenders by inviting with two suppliers for the purchase of calcium chloride in flakes. And we received two bids, one from Somavrac, the other from Warwick Salt. Donc, Somavrac is the lowest bid at $26,360 plus tax, which we are going with under budget line, and it will be paid out of budget line 02-320-00-629. Besoin d'un proposeur?
Luc.
Luc Thivierge. Joanne Meillet. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Oui, yes.
OK. Ça, c'est Yeah. OK, c'est ça. Là, on est rendu environnement, hygiène du milieu. So, on a une demande de soutien financier avec l'Association du Lac-Saint-Clair. Donc, le Lac-Saint-Clair, l'association afin de soutenir les activités d'amélioration de l'environnement. Ils ont procédé annuellement à des tests sur la qualité de l'eau, installation de boues de sécurité, opération d'une station de lavage de bateaux et la production de deux bulletins concernant de l'information pour la préservation de la faune et de l'environnement du lac. Donc, ils demandent pour une subvention et puis... On a décidé, le calcul a été fait par notre directrice générale. Donc, ici, on passe une résolution pour leur financer $340 sous le poste budgétaire 02-460-00-970. C'est ça. So, in English, financial support, like St. Clair Association, whereas they have requested financial support. And they've been presented by Lake St. Clair Association to support environmental improvement activities. Whereas the association conducts annual water quality testing, installation of safety bout buoys, operation of boat washing station, and the production of two newsletters containing information for the preservation of the lake's wildlife and environment. So, with the support of our Director General and reviewing some numbers, we decided that the council $340 will be paid out of budget item number 02-460-00-970 as a contribution to organizations.
Proposé.
Luc Thivierge puis Maureen McAvoy. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Non.
Puis j'aimerais expliquer pourquoi. C'est que j'ai demandé de repousser pour qu'on puisse vérifier les raisons, puis les chiffres, puis surtout si on avait ce montant-là dans le budget, parce que le budget des organismes, il est quand même assez serré. Puis, ça passe aujourd'hui. Fait que pour moi, j'ai pas réussi à étudier comme il faut la demande.
C'est beau. Bon, là, on va ouvrir le plancher pour une autre période de questions. So we'll open the floor for another question period. Oui, monsieur.
Je comprends pas que si tu viens de voter dessus, donner une subvention à l'autre de 340 $, quand tu fais 3 ans, tu as un problème avec la ville publique chez lui. Comment est-ce que tu fais ça, aider ton voisin pour pas aider ton propre monde?
C'est pas le voisin, là.
Ben,
ou Lac Saint-Clair, c'est pas tout
le
Lac Saint-Clair, puis le Québec appartient.
C'est quand même une bonne partie.
Il y a une partie. Ici, tu l'appartiens au complet, la bulle.
C'est 85
chalets.
C'est
ça,
maison.
C'est une quarantaine.
Mais il y a eu un calcul de fait, là. Il y a eu un calcul de fait.
Oui, mais ça fait 3 ans qu'on demande de l'aide dans la bulle, qu'on se fait laver nos riverains. Par les houles, par les bateaux, puis tout ça. Puis on n'a pas d'aide de vous autres. Puis là, ici, t'asseoir, il y en a un qui vient te demander ça. Puis tout de suite, tu y donnes. Vous passez sur vote. Il y a un problème, là. On n'est pas égaux, là.
C'est pas vraiment la même chose, je m'excuse.
Mais c'est la même chose. Vous allez mettre des bouées. Vous contribuez envers des bouées. L'analyse d'eau, on l'a fait, nous autres, à tous les ans. Ici, a été faite encore l'an passé, l'analyse d'eau. De toute la rivière des Gatineaux, vous pouvez voir sur le site, sont toutes là les rendements. Tu sais, on ne fait pas plus qu'eux autres, on ne fait pas moins qu'eux autres.
L'analyse d'eau, on envoie de l'argent à l'association de la rivière.
Oui.
Ils sont subventionnés par la municipalité.
Ils ont fait la même chose qu'eux autres. Là.
Mais on donne l'argent à cette association-là aussi.
Fait que c'est pour ça que je dis, oui, mais là, on le donne directement à eux autres. Là, c'est ça que je ne comprends pas. Comment ça fait qu'on donne de l'argent? On dit que la municipalité à l'eau est cassée. On n'a pas d'argent, on monte les taxes.
On n'a jamais dit ça. On n'a pas dit ça.
On est cassé, on monte les taxes de 20 % tous les ans. Quand on monte de 20 % là.
On a monté les taxes municipales, c'est 1,6%.
Moi, j'ai monté les frais d'opération, dans le calcul, ça fait 20 %
Les frais d'opération augmentent.
Oui, mais c'est ça, c'est 20 % que j'ai monté.
Oui, mais c'est pas parce qu'on est cassé, c'est parce que ça coûte plus cher en fuel, plus cher en réparation, plus cher en administration.
Avec les prédictions que vous avez, une nouvelle bâtisse municipale, une nouvelle caserne de pompiers, on va finir la même chose que Val-des-Monts dans le rouge. Total. Val-des-Monts, ils ont fait ça, la caserne de pompiers, la bibliothèque, puis tout. Ils ont manqué d'argent au bout de la ligne parce qu'ils n'ont pas fait leur étude comme il faut.
C'est pas ça qu'on engage les experts aussi.
Eux autres, tout, la ville de Gatineau, des experts aussi, ils se lâchent pas pire dans combien de dettes tu penses qu'on a?
Ah oui.
Avec des experts. Les experts ont battu Branchot, qui ont fait leur aréna plus cheap, puis c'est des experts. Faut pas toujours se fier aux experts, là. Souvent, l'expert, il est là pour faire la pièce, lui aussi.
C'est bien bon, on va prendre ça en note, là, parce que, je veux dire...
Non, mais c'est ça, comme je vous dis, vous donnez à un, vous donnez pas à l'autre, ça fait 3 ans, on vous a demandé de la niveleuse dans le chemin pour nous aider.
C'est
90 $ qu'on vous a demandé, on n'est même pas capable d'avoir ça, là.
C'est pas pareil.
Votre association, vous avez des réunions mensuelles ou une ou deux fois par année?
Oui. Okay. Tous les ans, j'ai une réunion de l'association. Okay. Tu sais? Je viens à vous d'entretenir le chemin à partir du Marina jusqu'au bout du chemin pour 140 $ par année.
Puis,
chemin déblayé tout l'hiver, puis sablé, puis les trous remplis tout l'été avec de la gravelle, puis tout.
Oui, mais...
À ce prix-là, je viens à vous d'entretenir le chemin sans égorger mes chalets autour. Tout le monde a un très bon service.
Oui.
Tu sais, c'est ça que je dis. Là, puis
c'est
vous,
quel
là,
chemin, ça?
C'est River, le chemin River Road.
OK.
Tu sais, c'est pour ça que je dis, on n'a pas d'argent, on a de l'argent à chaque côté.
Puis
je pense que c'est pas une bonne chose, là, que
vous faites.
Puis
vous êtes, monsieur, la douceur?
La douceur, c'est ça. Okay. I have a quick question, two questions actually.
Est-ce que monsieur, vous avez fini?
Oui, s'il vous plaît, laissez-le.
Okay.
John Cameron again. Can you give me a quick translation of what this guy was saying?
Sorry.
I must be the only English-speaking person in the room. I have absolutely no idea what you were talking about.
I'm with you, too.
Oh, okay.
So, what Mr. Ladussard is saying, he was basically making a comment that we're giving $340 to the association at Lake St. Clair, and we're not doing anything for the river up on River Road. His association, but we do give money to there is an association established, and they do the testing of the water of the river every year, and we give money to them every year. So I don't know what association you're affiliated with.
It's the same.
To be honest,
it's in the bay. I know, but the money you're saying, it's all over the internet. La Pêche is doing the same thing, giving money to analyzed water because they gotta analyze it.
Well, we already send funds to the one that does the one in the river. At one point, we received a request for below the dam. I was not in favor because really the river that affects low is above the dam. Because that was an association affiliated with La Pêche and Wakefield.
Yeah, and Chelsea too.
Yeah.
There.
So yes.
they do the whole river. Because you can't just check one part and not another part. You can't know what's
okay.
Good, no good.
Sorry, Maureen, you had a comment?
Sorry, I know I already asked you in English, in French,
yeah.
That you do have a board and you do have meetings periodically.
Yeah, we do have meetings every
year.
So
this is based on a request that we got.
Yeah. Okay.
In writing.
from the board.
I have at least half an idea of what's going on. Let me finish.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Last question I have. This cancellation of prescribed taxes, hey, when we asked what the debt was for, it was for past due taxes that were beyond collecting.
Mm-hmm.
Did I interpret that correctly?
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Because over 3 years.
Over 2 years? Is that what?
Three years.
3 years?
Over three. We can go as far back as 3 years.
Okay.
Anything further than that, we can't collect.
So my question then is, what happens to the property? Does it go up for back taxes, or does the owner still keep
it? We're just canceling the part. We're just canceling the part that we can't collect.
Okay.
But the rest will be collected or go for sale.
Okay, so
for taxes.
The last 3 years, current years, or you can still collect for
still going after
every
so
year.
But
to put a lien on the property, we need to clean up the file so we can move forward and put a lien on the property.
Yeah, I remember years ago when we had the old council send out letters for back taxes, and then they got to put it in the newspaper, in a public newspaper, and then you got to take it to the courts. And I understand the
process.
Well, I'm just, nobody mentioned about this, and it, first time I've ever heard of actually not being able to collect
the debt. C'est
should have sent these two big guys over to see them and say, hey,
it would be my pleasure.
Hey, we need some money.
Yeah,
we
I don't think that's doable now.
That worked 20 years
ago.
Yeah. It doesn't work
anymore. there's
frowned upon.
There's certain laws.
I didn't say you had to use the baseball bat. Just have it with you.
But
that's all.
But there are certain laws that we have to follow, and this is one of them.
I know. I'm only being facetious.
No.
Okay. Thank you. So he still keeps his property?
Well, for now.
For
but,
now.
But if it's at the lawyer's office, we'll see what happens.
I would assume
he's on the list here.
To move forward with the lawyer and then lien, the auditor said that we need to check out some of those.
Take out the part that you can't collect on. Okay, perfect. Understand now. Thank you very much.
Donc là, maintenant, il est quelle heure? 8h27, on peut fermer la rencontre?
Oh, wow.
Quoi?
Il y a quand même urbanisme. Non,
on
le
parle fini.
Pas
non, il est 9h27, excusez. Non, il n'y en a pas.
I think we went right from
Oh,
from,
oui?
From, on a I sauté think. 8, 9, 10.
I think so.
It's
okay. Hein?
Okay. Ben oui, t'as parti de 7 hygiène du milieu et t'as sauté toutes les autres.
J'ai fait. C'est parce que je n'avais pas de résolution.
Non, mais il y a quand même un rapport.
OK, donc je recommence.
Non, c'est correct.
9h28, la rencontre est fermée. Merci.